In today's episode, Laura and I will be discussing ways for you to gain respect in your relationship.
Welcome to Who Said You Have To, where we discuss how society dictates to us who we must be and how we must live our lives.
In this podcast, we will also help you find ways to choose the life you want to live with no fear or judgment.
My name is Laura Schmidt. Tina and I know the things discussed today are not what society has taught us to believe, but I choose to believe in my own ability to see what is truth and what is not truth.
My name is Tina Mason, and Laura and I challenge you to join us in believing in your own ability to find your truth, not what society has dictated you must believe to be accepted or loved.
The truth is, you are loved exactly as you are, right here, right now. No human is more vital than another. You matter.
And you have the free will to walk your own path with no fear and no judgment. We encourage you to have faith in yourself.
And remember,
who said you have to?
So, Laura, what are we talking about today?
Well, in the words of, is it Aretha Franklin?
Aretha.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. Find out.
How to gain respect in your relationship.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Lance and I read this book and we didn't finish it. It was very repetitive, and you know how I like repetitive stuff. But it was saying that in a relationship, all men want is respect, and all women want is love. And I was conflicting with the whole thing, and it was very repetitive. That's why we did not finish it. But I don't know if this is true or not. Maybe some listeners will come in and tell us. But basically, it was that a man, more than love, I love you, and I love you, and I love you, it's they want the respect. And not that, not putting on a pedestal and making them, you're the best man ever, but just showing them respect. I don't.
You know what comes to me when you say that? That saying, men fear that women will laugh at them. Mm-hmm. Women fear that men will kill them. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that doesn't really go with this talk. No.
We just all want respect, okay? R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
I was going to say, I think
everybody deserves respect.
Everybody wants respect. And you know, they want to feel like they're respected by others, and especially in any intimate relationship, and even, you know, family relationships, you always want to feel like you're being respected, you know, mm-hmm. that your views are being respected, even
if children.
Absolutely. Especially, we need to teach our children how to require respect, mm-hmm. you know, not demand it,
no.
but to require.
Yes. So if respect in a relationship is more important to you than anything else, here's how to ensure to get what you deserve.
Or at least what you believe you do.
Yeah.
But I believe every human has the right to respect, you know.
Yeah.
I always say all the time, you know, to tell people all the time, when you're conveying something, if you want to be heard, you need to say it in a polite and respectful way. Mm-hmm. Because the moment you stop being polite or respectful, then people just
setting off triggers everywhere.
They stop hearing what you have mm-hmm. to say, you know. And if you want to be heard, you know, then that's what you do. And, you know, interpersonal relationships are one of the most important parts of the human experience.
Yeah, that's why we're here.
The right relationships have the potential to, you know, empower us. And we have, if we have respect for ourselves, we can also teach our partners how to respect us. Mm-hmm. And you have to start with self-respect.
Yes.
Right? And the best way to gain respect in a relationship is by being a good listener and showing that you care about what the other person has to say. Why are you laughing? Uh-oh.
I don't always care about what they have to say.
Wow. So if you're not getting respect in your relationship, that's on you.
I am showing respect. I just, they threw that word care in there, and I had to be like, sometimes I don't, I will show you respect always.
Well,
but
okay.
Instead, I don't care.
Instead of showing that you care about what the other person has to say, how about if you say,
I am listening. I hear you.
Show that you are listening.
Yes.
Instead of care. Is that better?
Yes. I can't lie. Sometimes
Laura,
I don't care.
Laura, I love you. So, Laura,
I love you too. I'm just being honest.
If there are any listeners that would like to come on and give any input on gaining respect in your relationship, please feel free to come on. And let me be clear about respect. Respect is not fear.
Correct.
Respect is not fear. So a lot of times in a lot of cultures, they equate respect to fear.
Especially with the children.
Especially with children. If a child speaks their truth in a polite and respectful manner, they are beaten or disciplined in some way or whatever. Because, oh, you were disrespectful to me.
Yeah.
Somebody speaking their truth is not disrespectful. You may not like what they have to say.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes, if you don't like what they have to say, it is oftentimes because you know that they're right.
Yes.
Because if someone were to come to me and say, Tina, your shirt is pink. My shirt's coal, like charcoal colored right now today. And I said, no, it's charcoal. And they said, no, your shirt's pink. I know it's not pink. And so I'm probably going to be more concerned about, why do you think that?
Yeah.
Like, what is it that's going on? You know what I mean? But if someone were to come up to me and say, you were hateful to me yesterday, I have a lot of self-awareness, so I would stop and look at it. But that's not what we're taught by society. Mm-hmm. Most people would instantly go on the defense. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I was not.
No, I wasn't. That's disrespectful for you to even say to me, or even if a child says it to you. You know, how about if we take every human being's thoughts into consideration and we say, baby, why do you think that?
Yeah.
Can you
why
give
do
me-
you feel that way?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, that doesn't mean you have to agree with them.
No.
You know what I mean? But at least allow them the opportunity to speak and give them the respect that you would like to have, which is if you're speaking to your children or your spouse or coworker, you would like for them to hear you.
Yeah.
To listen.
Yes.
Right? So, but let's go to the list we have in front of us. And Laura, what is number one?
Numero uno. Give love, but never give power.
What does that mean?
I got the power. It says, always remember that love is more powerful than anything else. You can give your partner everything they could ever ask for, but if they don't show any appreciation for your love, then it means that you are giving your power away.
Can you expound upon that?
Expound upon it. Mm.
Like, let's give an example. If I am making dinner every day for my husband and for my family, I do that out of love, and I'm making dinner for them all the time. And they never say thank you.
Or they're always criticizing
it. Or they're criticizing it. Or what's this slop or whatever. My power would be, then you can make it yourself from now on.
I've said that a few times.
But you know what I'm saying? Nobody can take away our power or our self-worth. We give it away.
You give it away.
Mm-hmm. And how do we give it away? By allowing people to continue to be disrespectful. How do we obtain having that respect? We stand for ourselves in a polite and respectful manner.
Yes.
We say, hey, you know what? That I can see that you're not enjoying the meal. I know that there's some other stuff in the fridge. Help yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get up and make it.
No.
But help yourself.
Do it yourself.
Exactly. And then number two is always be mindful to keep a balance.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is to be generous with love, but do not put up with bad behavior. If you're constantly putting up with your partner's bad behavior, the relationship will deplete you. Mm-hmm. You need to make sure that you stand up for yourself and your needs and tell them, you know, what you would like for them to do differently. And this will help you to get their respect.
It does.
And it's how you tell them. If you say, look, you asshole, if you don't blah, 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 I'm going to blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
It is when you say this, this is how I feel. When you do this, this is how I feel. And bad behavior. So whenever we tell somebody that they have bad behavior, when we say, I don't like it when you do that because blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Nine times out of 10, you're going to get this. Well, I did that because.
Oh, yeah. if there is a but or a, did that because.
Exactly. And my response every time is an excuse for bad behavior doesn't change the fact that it's still bad behavior. Mm-hmm. And if we continue to put up with bad behavior, they will keep having bad behavior. So if we say to someone, you know, no, you're not going to speak. You may not speak to me that way. You may not speak to me that way. And they continue and you say, second warning, no, you may not speak to me that way. And if they continue, then what I do is I will say, I usually give people two chances, you know, and then if it continues again, then I say, you know what, when you can treat me with respect and dignity, please feel free to call me back. I love you. Have a great day. And I hang up the phone or I walk away. And that is how we obtain respect in our relationship, showing them, look, I can't make you behave a certain way. It's not my right to tell another human you have
how
to do
they have
this.
To behave.
But it is my responsibility to you know, tell them what I will and will not accept in my space. And what is that called, Laura?
Boundaries, which is our next point.
There you go. So,
and yeah, both partners need to set the boundaries with the relationship. For example, if one of the partners wants to spend all day at work while the other one wants to go shopping all day, you need to discuss it beforehand. If you know what you want and you can agree on one you on what you want, it's going to be easier to achieve and set boundaries.
Absolutely.
Bringing them up beforehand. I think we had a conversation once and there was a lady, I think she was like on a bus going home and she was talking about how she had set boundaries with a friend. I don't know if you remember that one and how it changed the whole relationship.
We were on a bus?
No.
I was like, when were we ever on a bus?
Have I been on a bus?
Have I? A bus?
A bus? What is a bus?
I think this was in Argentina.
No. Well, yes, I did go. No, but a lady called in here on Wisdom, and she talked about how she had set some boundaries with a friend of hers and how that changed the whole relationship.
Yes, I do actually remember that.
I can't remember the topic of the boundary she sent, but she did. But
if you think about it, you know, every child psychologist will tell you that setting boundaries, like with children, that children crave boundaries because it makes them feel safe. They feel like they know where that is. So don't you think that actually kind of, you know, flows over into our adulthood too? You know, if you have this new relationship or even if it's an old relationship like mine, you know, setting those boundaries of this is what will upset me, you know, you know, I remember when Terry and I very first started dating 300-400 years ago, it seems. But he...
Y'all are biblical.
I know. No, that's the oracle and the warrior. But we were... I was trying to get a hold of him. You know, it was back in the day of pagers, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so I was trying to get a hold of him, and I paged him, and he calls me from a payphone or whatever. And I said, oh, what are you doing? And he said, oh, I'm having lunch with blah, blah, blah. And I said, isn't that your, like, as in your ex-girlfriend? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, she offered me a free lunch.
Was it lobster?
Was it tuna fish? Anyways, he was like, yeah, she, and he's like, you know, there's nothing there, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, I hope you enjoyed lunch because there won't be any dinner. You know what I mean? Like, we were dating.
Yeah,
there ain't going to be any dessert for tonight. I mean, we were dating, not married, obviously. But anyways, to him, it was literally just somebody who had no emotions for. So he saw nothing wrong with it. It was like literally somebody was buying him a free meal.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
And I was like, you what?
You just disrespected me.
You what?
You who?
You. And so, you know, we had to set that boundary of, okay, in the future.
That makes me uncomfortable.
That makes me extremely uncomfortable. I don't like that. And I feel that that's disrespectful. And, you know, would you like me going out on dates with my ex-boyfriends? Mm-hmm. And then when I kind of put it in those terms, he was like, oh, yeah, no, I probably wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
Nope, you're right. Okay, cause that's good.
Definitely.
So.
And just... I see partners tell each other horrible things and scream bloody mad, you know, and just set that boundary like, no, you're not going to yell at me. You're not going to call me this or that.
Yeah. Well, you should never call anybody names.
No, but I've witnessed it. And
I've done it.
And
more than witness. I've actually partaken in that.
Some of my final words have been that, but just set that up. Like, okay, we are not going to yell. And if one of us starts yelling, you have permission to walk away and come back when you're
yeah.
when you're ready.
So. Exactly. And setting a boundary of either party, if it's getting heated, can say, give me five.
Yeah. Or just get naked and you stop arguing. That's what I hear.
Laura, you are like, I don't know what's going on with you today, but like you are so, I think it's because Lance has been gone out of town for like 10 days. I don't know. She's like focused on.
Well, no, haven't you always heard that they say, couples say like if you're arguing and your couple, your partner wants to start arguing, they're like, just get naked and they'll stop arguing.
No, not in any.
You never heard that?
Not in.
I don't do it, but I've heard it.
Not in any healthy manner have I ever heard that.
It was a joke. I would not recommend that at all. It does not solve the issue.
No, it does not.
Hello, amazing listeners. Sorry for the interruption, but Laura and I wanted to ask for your help.
There is this cool program that we use called Patreon. When you sign up for Patreon under Who Said You Have To, you will get exclusive gifts from Tina and me.
For as little as $5 a month, you can get bonus content, live videos with Laura and me, which coffee and wine.
Fully clothed.
As well as an awesome Who Said You Have To sticker.
Another way to help us is to subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Reviews are how we grow our listenership.
Laura and I love doing this podcast, and we truly appreciate all of your support.
Now, back to the show.
All right, so number four. We're going to move on to number four.
Here we go. See, it says, respect yourself, so don't get naked in the argument.
Respect yourself so that others can respect you. This is an extremely important tip because it helps you to gain respect from others by respecting yourself first. Because without respect, you're most likely not going to get respect in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Self-knowledge and radical self-acceptance lead to more self-respect. So meaning like if I'm sitting there and I always tell my girls this all the time, if you tell somebody what a piece of shit you are enough times, they're going to believe you.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to believe you.
Yeah, and it's like you call yourself that all the time. Why can't I call you that?
Exactly. Yeah. But if you hold, and it comes back to energy, mm-hmm. you know, the energy of the space that you're sitting in, you know, yours is lack of sex. So that's why all these things keep coming up. Lance, if you could hurry home, please. But
he'll be home by the time this is out.
Oh, good. So unless he's listening live, which.
Yeah, he's working.
So anyways, but. You know, if you hold yourself in a space of self-respect, and that, again, doesn't mean fear. That doesn't mean scaring people into, because fear is not respect. If somebody does what you're asking them to do because they fear that you will verbally, physically, or financially abuse mm-hmm. them,
that's not respect.
No. That's fear. And it's that's how you create trauma and... Well, quite oftentimes murder, but anyways.
This is another extreme, yes.
Yeah, this is another extreme. So, but having your own, like, believing in yourself and having your own self-respect and setting those parameters of what you're willing to do or not do.
Yeah. I mean, the song says it, RSPCT, find out what it means to me.
Exactly.
So, yeah,
exactly.
Share it. So the next one is know yourself and your needs. So when you know your good side and you know you're not so good at something, you will understand how others see you. If you know what you want out of life, you'll find ways to get those things. So learn to identify your strengths and your weaknesses and use these to your advantage. This will help you attract respect in a relationship.
You know, Terry and I are, you know, he is the master wood whittler, right? sorry. Anyways, he is, my husband owns a company called Mason Woods, and he builds beautiful, amazing furniture.
Every time you say whittler, I just imagine him sitting at a little table.
So there with a pocket knife and a stick, whittling something.
The toothpick in his mouth.
Yeah. No. Anyways, so if anybody would like to come on and be a guest, please feel free to request to be a guest.
Yes.
As you can see, we're kind of in a silly mood today. But anyways, so he is very, very good at that. He's very good at spelling and those kind mm-hmm. of things. And I'm excellent at math.
Yes.
I am not a good wood whittler. I don't have the patience for it. And I am not good at spelling at all. Mm-hmm. And so I do the bills. And if I have to like write anything, he edits it for me.
Gotcha.
And, you know, we pay attention to what our strengths are mm-hmm. and what our weaknesses are. And I'm not embarrassed about the fact that I can't spell very well.
It's not your forte.
And he's not embarrassed about the fact that he's not good with numbers. You know, we play off of that mm-hmm. with each other. And it's part of building that relationship.
Yes.
You know, like for you and Lance, it would be...
I'm good at everything.
Of course you are. What was I thinking?
It's reversed, right? He's good at the numbers.
Right.
He'll sit down with me and he'll show me these spreadsheets. And my eyes, I literally think they go cross. And he's telling me numbers here and there. Nope. So, anywho, yeah. He handles all of that. And I respect him very much for that. I'm like, that is amazing that you can do all that. Don't get me wrong. I can write checks and pay bills all the day long. But he does these spreadsheets and calculates and how much interest we're paying and blah, blah, you know.
Yeah.
And I would have been like, okay, let's just pay. This is what to do.
And and you definitely do all the cooking.
Although now with HelloFresh, I'm not endorsing HelloFresh, but that's what we get. Mm-hmm. He's learning to cook.
Oh, good.
He still stresses about it, but he's doing it.
Well, if it has a step-by-step.
Yes.
Yep. Step-by-step.
He's good with it.
So the important thing about this one, about know yourself and know your needs, is if you know what you need and you know what you're good at and what you need help in, then you can convey that to your partner.
Yes.
You know, you can tell
them. And they will respect you for going to them and asking for that help.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because I absolutely, when, you know, I may not like when Jerry comes to me and says, when you do this, this, and this, I don't like it. But I am grateful that he does, because then it may seem stupid or it might seem minuscule to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I am grateful that he tells me, because then I am watching the next time that event comes up, and mm-hmm. I catch
you
myself. Oftentimes,
it.
I catch myself and go, "Oh yeah, that is kind of shitty, huh? Okay, I didn't mean it that way, but I can totally see how it came out that way."
Mm-hmm.
And so I can kind of double check myself, you know. So Laura, what's next?
Accept your partner and accept yourself.
Mm.
We all come with our flaws, except me. And imperfections. And we shouldn't expect perfection from someone else. That's a big one, right?
Mm-hmm.
We should try to accept ourselves as well as our partners. Create a safe space to talk about your problems, and you should definitely listen to them. So the recurring thing here is keep bringing it up. Keep
talking about it.
And accept your flaws. And as much as you want your flaws accepted, you got to accept the others, right?
Exactly. Mm. There, it is give and take. Unless you want to be in a relationship with yourself, then that's fine. You can argue amongst all your personalities all by yourself.
Yes.
But it is unfair for us to require something of another person, but yet not be willing to give that same thing.
Yeah, just like expecting change when you're not willing
to
change.
Exactly. And so number 7.
It's a big one.
It is a big one. Do not be quiet if disrespected.
Mm-hmm.
So
if you feel disrespected.
Yeah. It would help if you never let anyone disrespect you when you're in a relationship. If you're treated badly, you should speak up. You should never allow yourself to be belittled, especially if you're not in the wrong. Okay, I don't care. Even if you are in the wrong, being belittled is not okay.
No.
If you keep quiet, you're only encouraging the behavior and losing the respect of your relationship, of your partner.
See, and I used to look at this one as sort of like pick your battles. Like, was that really important or not? I used to. Mm-hmm. Not anymore. It's like, no.
And how,
like,
you
speak. Arguing with my son, for example. He'd argue with me and we'd have an argument or whatever. And I was like, okay, choose my battles. The issue was resolved, but we didn't speak to each other probably in a kind way. And finally, I was like, nope, done with it.
Yeah.
Setting up the boundaries and not letting myself be disrespected.
Right. And once you did set up that boundary and say you won't speak to me that way,
mm-hmm.
period. And it's going back to, you know, the simplest, the core basic of it, which is, if you know you will not speak to me that mm-hmm. way, then everything that comes after that isn't an issue, because you're just having a conversation
mm-hmm.
instead of, mom, why?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, you know what I mean? Or mom, you're being a bitch or whatever, you know, because you have set that boundary mm-hmm. and you have set that down and said, like, this is one that we're not going past. You're not going to do that.
Done.
And it's also, it's really important on how we stand up for ourselves. Because if I say, no, you may not speak to me that way, that's kind of jarring because people aren't used to hearing that, you know, but if
it's a
you,
good one.
But if you say to somebody, well, you're an asshole and blah, 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 they're not going to hear anything else you're going to say. And they're going to be, they're going to feel justified in how they just spoke to you. Well, see what an, see what a bitch you are.
Do you remember, what is that word that you said? If you tell somebody they're being, gosh, I don't want to waste a whole bunch of time on it because it's not coming to me, but it's like, if you say, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you say you're being ignorant, they're immediately right. They're going to shut you off.
So the word ignorant, anytime, ignorant is, yes. Ignorant is yes.
Yeah. Right? I believe it is, but like I said, I don't want to spend, if it comes to you, we'll talk about
it.
Yeah,
no,
but
it is.
There's like two words that one will make them listen to you and another one will immediately.
Arrogant is how you make someone listen to you. Ignorant is how you make someone stop listening.
There you go.
Because literally the human spirit knows that the word ignorant implies that you cannot, that you do not have the ability to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And the divine spirit knows that that's not truth. And so our human mind automatically shuts that off.
Mm-hmm.
And when you use the word arrogant, they are going to hear you. Not that I'm saying to call them arrogant.
Them, no.
I'm not saying that. But when you use the word arrogant, it will make them listen to you for the next 10 seconds because there's something within us that knows that fears being arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the reason we're talking about this is because we will teach, you know, teenage children, if an adult is making you uncomfortable or they grab a hold of you, if you use the word ignorant, it will actually shut their brain off for 3 seconds and give you just that little bit of time to get
to
away.
To break free. Mm-hmm.
To break free and get away. So we try and use everything we can to help our youth to survive their teen years. So if you would like to be a guest, please feel free to come on and request to be a guest. If you have any thoughts or ideas of ways to gain respect in your relationship, please feel free to come on. Mm-hmm. And or if you just have any questions, come on. So Laura, what else we got?
Seek help from your family.
Ooh.
Yeah, so you should seek help from all your family members if things are unmanageable and you know that you're being disrespected. It doesn't matter whether you're married or living together. Know that you always have support from your loved ones and you can rely on them in times of need. Talking to them is going to help you regain your confidence and respect in a relationship, you know, and not only just family, but
close friends.
Because if I came to you and I told you, I don't feel like I'm being respected and I know you're going to pump me up and be like, okay, here we go. Yeah. Go do this.
Well, not everybody has family that would...
That will support them.
That will support them.
So, some of them don't respect them.
You know, having somebody that is respectful to you, that you already know has...
What you trust.
Exactly. Is respectful to you, then, you know, that's the people that you want to go to and say, hey, here we go. So the last one is seek professional help. If you're feeling stressed, you should seek professional help. You know, whether it is a traditional therapy, an energy healer, there's so many different types out there, psychologists, counselors, psychiatrists, coaches, therapists, life coaches, energy healers. And you don't have to, if you go to one and you don't like it and it doesn't feel right, keep looking, keep looking. You don't have to be solidified to just one. Society says all the time that it has to look a certain way and it doesn't.
You have to have that plaque on there.
Right.
Door.
Right. And it doesn't because sometimes different modalities help different people.
Different people. Yeah. And the, you know, they'll be able to help you, guide you through any issues. Just seeing that other point of view sometimes is good. And sometimes, you know, I at times even didn't even realize I was being disrespected, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely.
If that makes sense. You know, and somebody would tell me, you know, they're being evil or they're being mean or, you know, and I'm,
why do you let them talk to you like that?
Yeah,
I know that one. So, yeah, and it is, again, if you're raised in an environment where that's how you were spoken to and you
it's
came
normal.
To a space of believing that that was just how it was,
then,
you know, that that's normal, then, yeah, absolutely. How do you know any different?
Yes.
You know? And I will tell you, if it feels yucky, inside of you, if it makes your tummy feel yucky, if it makes you feel sad or ashamed or embarrassed, mm-hmm. that's not respect.
Yeah.
That is not respect.
And also look at it the way I want my children to treat their partners and for them to feel. You know, if they see my husband and I disrespecting each other, I don't want them to go on and think that that's normal.
Absolutely.
So start with them and always look at it like, do I want my kids? That was sort of what triggered me. Like, do I want my kids to be treated like this?
Right. Absolutely.
And when I realized I'm not getting respect, or I'm sure at times I was not giving it. So
what?
Never.
The great Laura Schmidt was not perfect.
Never.
That's ridiculous.
But that's how I started gauging things to make it easier for me.
And you know, we're not just talking about intimate relationships. We're talking about every relationship, whether it is mm-hmm. friendships or mother, father, child, how you treat your parents, how your parents treat you.
Coworkers.
You know, the person in front of you at the grocery store.
Yeah, it always baffled me. I had a boss that she thought she could talk to people however she chose. And I walked into her office and she was yelling at me and I said, "Excuse me?" And she never yelled at me again, though. So we have a guest here, I saw the name Chris, but I wasn't sure. We will see what kind of advice or what they want to share with us today. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Uh-oh. Hey there, can you hear me?
Hi.
What you got to share with us?
Okay, sorry, I was just checking to see if you could hear me. Yeah, I'm a relationship coach. I'm actually new to this app, so this is the first conversation I'm popping into.
Awesome. Well, we are really happy to break your cherry there, Chris.
Oh, thanks. And yeah, my last name is actually Cherry, so that's really cute. Yeah, I actually find the best way to gain respect in relationships is to own our own stuff. So I find that when I can be honest and aware about where I've fallen short or maybe where I haven't shown up as my best self, and I can own that, that creates a safe space for other people to feel like they don't have to get defensive or, stand up for themselves in a way that's protective. And it kind of makes vulnerability feel just a little bit more comfortable.
It makes it feel a little bit more safe.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then I find that that is a really comfortable and secure way to build trust within romantic relationships, intimate relationships, and also professional relationships.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's beautiful advice, Chris. I bet you're a wonderful relationship coach.
Thanks. Well,
you ever find yourself in St. George, Utah, you look us up. Laura and I own Free Will Healing, and we would be more than happy to bring you on board.
Oh, wonderful. I'm up here in Toronto, Canada, so a little ways away, but I love to travel. So thank you so much for the opportunity.
There you go. Well, we really appreciate your thoughts on that. That's an excellent point in
being vulnerable.
Yeah, oftentimes. And I guess I don't see it as I know that societally that's how it's described as being vulnerable. But how I see it is just taking responsibility for my behavior. And it doesn't make me feel vulnerable to do that because I don't see myself as less. But that's because I have, worked so hard on self-love mm-hmm. as well. So I think we lost you there, Chris. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on, though. Well, we're going to wrap up here. And you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. And we will hopefully talk to you again soon.
Yes.
So great talk. And remember, you're loved exactly as you are.
Peace.
If you have suggestions for topics that you would like us to cover or you have a question, please feel free to contact us via email at whosaidyouhaveto@gmail.com. If you would like to know more about Free Will Healing, Tina, or me, visit our website at www.freewillhealing.com.
And also, please check the show notes for all of our Who Said You Have To social media links on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, where you can follow or subscribe to get updates for any upcoming events or personal appearances near you.
We encourage you to have faith in yourself.
And remember,
who said you have to?